listen to Austin Grant talking about his collections and tick the correct answers. There may be more than one correct answer to each question.
Let's welcome Austin Grant to our studio. You're going to talk about your various collections, aren't you?
That's right. I have been collecting since my childhood. My joy of collecting started with my first matchbox car, which I got from my elder brother. The next I got from my uncle and my father.
How many cars have you got now?
I've got a 4,000-piece collection.
Is this the world's largest collection of miniature cars?
I'm not sure. All I know is that I have spent huge amounts of money on my cars. I'm also a member of the Matchbox Club, and we like swapping our cars. But I only swap my cars if I've got two identical cars.
I can imagine that. What else do you collect?
I've also a brilliant collection of soap bars. It's an impressive range of soaps. But I only collect small ones, like the ones you get at a hotel. But it was far easier to get soaps some years ago.
Why is that?
Most hotels provide liquid soap for their guests nowadays, and so it has become harder for me to increase my collection.
I see.
I also gather wine bottle labels, and the greatest pleasure with that collection is that I have to empty the bottles first. My collection includes very valuable labels, and I'm very careful that the labels are preserved. I put the labels in sheet protectors and then in folders.
Is there a collection you have already completed?
No, that's the problem. I feel the urge to collect. As soon as I have started a collection, I have to go on collecting. And of course, I can't bring it to an end. And with some of my collections, I'm not so much interested in what I collect, but in the number of things I've got.
Can you give us an example?
Yes. If somebody gives me a nice pencil, a pen, a cinema ticket, or a silver spoon, that is how a new collection starts, because I feel the pressure to carry on. And I've got a nice collection of all those items. I would call myself a maniac.
Don't take it so seriously, Austin. I'd say collecting isn't a disease, it is a pleasure.
Yes, you are right.
Where do you keep all your items?
My house is big enough, and in the garden there is a shed.
Then you can start off many new collections.
I fear I will.
Unfortunately, our time on air is up again. Thanks to all our listeners, and thank you, Austin, for your visit, and good luck with all your collections.
It was my pleasure.